So I'm here with Davo after a 1-0 home win in the league against Hamwell. Davo, probably not the best performance that I've seen this season and in recent weeks, but my word, you ground out a really hard-fought win, and full credit to you for taking all 3 points.
Yeah, I said to the lads afterwards, you know, I believe there won't be a team anywhere in football with a better spirit within their camp than what we've got. And togetherness, and bearing in mind what they're going through, have been through, you know, to work, the way that they work together is incredible, and they deserve every bit of respect going. And they've got it, you know, there's supporters here, there's a lot of people that have come, sort of a growing band of supporters making noise, and it's fantastic, and we love it, we appreciate it, and you know, tell your friends to come along and enjoy the story and enjoy the ride, because hopefully it'll last. But you know, who knows what each game's going to bring in terms of players' availability with what's going on. But you know, every bit of support that we're getting is massively appreciated, and yeah, fantastic today.
Yeah, and maybe we'll come on to the game actually, but just to touch on that point, the supporters were fantastic today. Probably one of the loudest cheers I've ever heard at Calthorpe Park when you scored the winning goal, and probably almost one of the highest gates, I would imagine. I don't know, but I would imagine when totted up, almost one of the highest gates as well.
Yeah, and they're great lads as well. They've travelled up and down the country, and I don't know where it's come from. Obviously, I know they've supported Fleet for a while, but they've got a real bug for it, and they're really enjoying it. They have a good bit of camaraderie together, and they're getting louder and louder. And as I said, the numbers are swelling as well, and it's a pleasure to put on a shirt and play for them, because you know they're giving a lot for us, and you know, I'll talk about the players and what they've done. I think they deserve, you know, credit beyond belief, but it's fantastic to do in front of the supporters today, and pat on the back for them as well.
Yeah, and credit to yourself as well. I think I heard someone talking in the ground, and they were saying the last time that Fleet had won 4 on the bounce, I think it was Andy Stinton. I might have pronounced that wrong, but
Sinton.
And that was, what, well over 6 or 7 years ago. And as I say, full credit to you, because you've obviously trained and worked hard with the players over the recent years, and you're starting to see that come to fruition now.
Yeah, well, we're always, since the Andy Sinton days, the club have been, you know, playing sort of catch up a little bit with budgets and stuff like that. So it's always been, you know, against the odds really since them days, and winning 4 games at this level is not easy, and to do that today is brilliant, and full credit to the lads.
And without being rude, let's talk about the game, but there doesn't feel like there's an awful lot to talk about. The first half was really a first half of two Southern League teams just cancelling each other out. Very few chances. I think they got in once and hit the outside of the post, but just a nick. It wasn't a clear strike on the post. And I think you maybe have one or two free kicks played into the box where the keepers flapped for them a couple of times. But other than that, it was pretty much sort of even Stevens.
Yeah, it was a scrappy affair, wasn't it? It was a scrappy affair from minute one right up to whenever we scored our goal, which was a brilliant bit of skill and goal. But yeah, first half, cancelled each other out. Price's made one or two good saves. He got man of the match, didn't he? And in fairness to him, he was excellent. I don't think he was any better than he normally is. He's made 3-4 saves. And I thought the defenders were fantastic today. The back four were outstanding. Disappointed at midfield, really. We didn't produce in there, and we didn't really get much ball up to the forwards, although they looked lively at times. You know, it was one of them scrappy days, and we don't normally come out of a game like that winning, and to do that is brilliant.
Yeah, the second half followed the same sort of pattern, really. And it sounds like I'm maybe being a bit negative, but I've seen you play, obviously, lots this season, and it wasn't at that standard. But, again, very scrappy. And then the one moment of real quality in the game ended up in, obviously, your goal. And you've gone on from there. Yeah. But
it was, I mean, the pitch was bouncy and bobbly. It was dry. The pitch was dried out, and it was, you know, the ball was bouncing up around your shins and stuff. So that doesn't help. But yeah, it was scrappy, but the goal was a brilliant goal. I mean, Danilo's come on again, live wire, made an impact, good little bit of skill, took the ball on, got sort of fronted up the full back, played a nice little ball in between full back and centre back, and Willow's overlap like we do. We give licence to the fullbacks to go, and he's bombed on and struck a good strike into the corner. Sort of wild scenes we had, you know. It was excellent sort of, to see the lads celebrating like that. And from that point on, I thought we closed the game out well again. You know, we're making a habit of it. It's you learn how to win games of football. I've said on many interviews over the years and talking to people that we don't know how to win games and close games out. We're naive, etc., etc. Quite the opposite at the moment. We know how to do it. We're good at doing it, and we closed it out without many scares, really.
Yeah, and you won't be getting too excited or too carried away, but I'll ask a question anyway. I think it's 10 points off the playoffs, 2 games in hand, Bedford Tuesday, Egham away Saturday. You know, this time next week, you could be 4 points away from the playoffs.
I think that's a dream that maybe I shouldn't really talk about it, but that's a dream that I thought we could be looking to fulfil over the next year. Whether that's viable now, you know, remains to be seen. If I can keep the team together, there's every opportunity that they could grow and keep growing and add bits and pieces to it. But who knows what's going to happen with that. I'm not going to labour the point of what's required and stuff like that. But this year, could we get in a playoff? It is a possibility, but it's remote, if I'm being completely honest. And you know, we'll just keep going and see what games we can win and how many points we can get. You know, we've got 41 now. We've got a little gap of a few points now from the teams below us. I mean, we've reined teams in above us. It's exciting, and hopefully we can do the job against Bedford on Tuesday, which will be tough.
Yeah, and I just want to end on the players again. Obviously, we know, or I certainly know, about some of the things happening off the pitch, and I know obviously you'll be desperate for that, those things to pan out. But I have to say again, watching the players, what a remarkable group of players you've got in terms of their spirit and character, and to win 4 games on the bounce. I say it every week, but you must be incredibly proud.
Yeah, as I said at the start of the interview, you know, there's not a better group of people in non-league football or any football, in my opinion. What they're doing is phenomenal, and I can't speak highly enough of them, and anyone who knows the situation will think the same. You might think that I'm, you know, bleating on or whatever, but I just want the recognition for them, that group of lads, what they're doing. Very easy for them to just knock it on the head. Some of them have done it, and I don't blame any of them for it. Some may still do it over the course of however long, but for now, let's just appreciate what they're doing, and I'll never, I can't be more grateful for what they're doing. And I'm very proud of them as well, because the way that we're playing and the shape that we're playing with, and you know, we were very difficult to break down today, and that was to do with our shape, what we worked hard on at training. We did a very tough defensive session, you know, bearing in mind they're not getting any money and paid, and they're owed money to turn up for training. It's amazing. Teams don't train in this league sometimes, you know, and our lads have turned up, despite everything, to train on Thursday, and it comes to fruition today with a shape, because it was a defending shape session. And anyone who watched the game will see defending was absolutely first class. So full credit to them. Let's hope we can carry it on. Let's hope we can keep it together. But, you know, just superb. And I'm very proud of them.
Well, congratulations, obviously, on the 3 points today. Best of luck for Tuesday against Bedford.
Cheers.